It's almost Christmas. Good morning and welcome to Zion. I see so many familiar faces, and those of you that have been gone for a while and you're home for the holidays, extended families, welcome to Zion. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Our children are going to be sharing with us, and I'm looking forward to the simple Christmas message through the eyes and the faith of our children. Joy is still loose in the world. Love is lodged in our hearts. And peace is our ever-present hope. God begins anew, giving us a baby to care for and calling us to live with tender compassion, gentle care, and overflowing love this day. Would you pray with me? Holy God, Word made flesh, in this place, in this time, this sacred hush that we feel, help us like Mary to treasure your good news in our hearts. Lord, give us a renewed awe and amazement as we ponder your goodness. Is there anything too wonderful for you? No. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, Son of God, our Savior, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Brandon, would you come, please, lead us in singing?
Please take your blue hymnal and turn with me to number 206, and please stand if you're able.
Please turn to number 620. I'd like us to sing the last verse. We have two new babies here today. Our Miller Road neighbors, Jake and Tara Krupp, and Jen Paradis. I don't know if Jeff's here, and their baby Riley. Baby Sam and baby Riley. And we have something for you, and I want you to sing as I take the blankets to them. Child of God, your love.
And now for Christmas letters by our children.
So we're coming in sections. This whole getting in order before we come up the stairs is taking just a minute longer. The last song of our little program is Away in a Manger, and we would appreciate it if the congregation would join us on that one verse of Away in a Manger. We've been working so hard on singing louder that the concept of singing like a lullaby for Away in a Manger has kind of escaped us. So if the entire congregation sings in a lullaby-like voice, that would be of great assistance to us. And I have stressed that this is worship, not a performance. If you must clap at the end, I can't stop you, but I'd really like to instill in them, we're not doing this for attention. We're doing it to worship and share our version of the story of the birth of baby Jesus. So I'm sure I'll hear them thundering up the steps any minute. And hum along and join us on Away in a Manger.
Here's a letter to you from Grandma. Come here and listen. Dear grandchildren, because your grandpa is recovering from a bad case of the flu, we cannot be with you this Christmas, but you are always in our minds and hearts, even when miles separate us. Our Christmas gifts to you will arrive in the mail, but the best gift we can give you cannot be delivered by the post office. It is our gift of love to you. Just as Christmas celebrates the best gift of all, God's love to us through the birth of Jesus. As you enjoy all the Christmas surprises, always keep God's gift centered in your heart, for that is the most important and precious gift you will receive. With all our love, Grandma and Grandpa. It's nice of Grandma to let you know why she can't come and also what Christmas means to her. Letters are wonderful ways to share our news and our thoughts.
Let's write a letter to Grandma after Christmas and tell her all the things that happened here during the holiday.
Good idea. You know, what if we could write letters and find out about all the things that happened when Jesus was born?
The Bible tells us what happened.
But I mean like how the shepherds felt when the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest."
That would be really interesting. We could write to Joseph and Mary and even the baby Jesus. Just imagine.
Dear Joseph, the Bible tells us that an angel appeared to you in a dream and told you about Mary and the baby Jesus. Were you frightened when you saw the angel? How did you feel when you were told that Mary was going to have a baby? Did you wish you didn't have to go to Bethlehem? Love, Eva.
Dear Eva, after I was engaged to Mary, I learned that she was expecting a baby. I was upset and very surprised. I could not believe this news. I did not want to hurt Mary or embarrass her, but I thought that perhaps I should not marry her. I didn't know the right thing to do. I was very confused. I thought I would just quietly tell her that we would not be married. One night an angel came to me in a dream, and when I woke, I thought about what the angel had said. I wasn't really frightened of the angel, but I was astounded. I knew that it was a message from God. The angel told me that I should make Mary my wife without being fearful. He explained that the baby was from the Holy Spirit. I did what the angel told me and took Mary as my wife. I cared for her and also for Jesus when he was born. I was worried about the trip to Bethlehem. I knew it was a long journey, but we were legally bound to go and be counted for the census. Even more importantly, it was prophesied in the Bible that Jesus was to be born there. It said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel." I knew that this journey happened according to God's plan. Signed, Joseph.
Dear Mary, how exciting to be the mother of Jesus. How did you feel when you were told by the angel that you were to have God's son? Were you worried about what people would say? Were you afraid to travel to Bethlehem to register for the tax so close to Jesus' birth? Love, Gianna.
Dear Gianna, when the angel appeared to me, I was frightened, but he quickly told me, "Do not be afraid." When I learned that I was to be the mother of God's son, I could not believe it. I was unmarried. I was not a special person. I didn't understand why I was chosen. I didn't even have time to think about what people would say or what Joseph would say. All I knew was that I was chosen by God, and I felt very blessed. I praised him and thanked him for the opportunity to serve him. It was very hard to travel to Bethlehem. The trip was long and it took days to get there. Joseph tried to make the trip easier by placing me on the donkey, but I was very uncomfortable because the baby was to be born very soon. We were so discouraged when we got to Bethlehem and couldn't find a place to stay. A kind innkeeper let us use his stable, and that is where Jesus was born. Signed, Mary.
Innkeeper, why didn't you or another innkeeper find a room for Mary or Joseph? What made you decide to let them use your stable? Love, Paloma.
Dear Paloma, Bethlehem was a small village. When Caesar Augustus decreed that everyone must be registered for taxation in the town of their ancestors, many, many people came to Bethlehem. We were not prepared to house so many travelers to our village. As it was, all the innkeepers of the city used every available space. Even the townspeople opened their homes to distant relatives, but there was not enough room. On that night, when I looked at the couple at my door, I knew that they must have a place to stay. The baby was to be born soon, and so I thought of the best place I could. Our stable was attached to the inn, as they usually were, and it received warmth from the inn as well as from the animals housed there. I thought clean hay and warmth was better than no place at all. Although, if I had known who was being born, I would have given them my own bed. The stable was not a place for the Son of God to be born, signed the innkeeper. Dear Shepherd, what does a shepherd do? Does it sit on its hillside at night, lonely? No. Were you afraid of the angels? Did you know something was going on the night Jesus was born? Love, Quentin.
Dear Quentin, shepherding is an important job. When there is grass on the hillsides outside the village, shepherds take their sheep there to graze. We don't have a lot of space to grow food for animals, so the hills help us until the weather is too cold or wet. Then we return to the village and use the food we have stored. Most shepherds like their work. At night, we sit around telling stories, playing musical instruments, and singing songs. Often these are songs of praise to God, called psalms. We feel close to God when we are in nature. On the night that Jesus was born, we were watching the sheep as usual. But then that night we noticed a special brightness in the sky over Bethlehem. We wondered what it might be. Suddenly the heavens seemed to open with a brilliant light, and we were very frightened. Some of the shepherds closed their eyes, and some fell to their knees. Angels' voices filled the skies, and others joined in telling us about how the miracle in Bethlehem. It was then that we understood about the strange light, and some of us decided to go to Bethlehem and see for ourselves what the angels told us. Signed, a shepherd.
Dear angel, what is it like to be an angel? Do you know God? What do you do in heaven? How do you feel appearing to the shepherds? Love, Emmett.
Dear Emmett, angels are God's messengers. We appear on earth to tell people important things that God wants to announce, just as we did to the shepherds on the night Jesus was born, or like we did when we appeared to Joseph and Mary. Our news is not always good news. Sometimes we bring warnings to people to tell them what they must do to save themselves and their homes and villages. Yes, we know Jesus, God, but so do you. The difference is we live with God now, but you must wait until God is ready for you to come to him. When we are not delivering messages from God, we look down from heaven and watch over you. We are not always seen, but we are always there. The night Jesus was born was a special night for all people as well as for angels. We brought the world the most wonderful news that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, signed an angel.
Baby Jesus, we know you can't talk or walk yet, but we wonder how you felt coming to earth. You are God's son, but you were born to a young woman here on earth. We wonder how you feel knowing that you're a savior. You are sinless, but you go through pain and sorrow and disappointment, so that our sins are forgiven. Here you are in a lonely stable surrounded by hay and animals, when you should be in a cradle in a place because you are a king. We thank Jesus for being born, for loving us and giving us your life, so that we may also be an eternally love Ella.
Please take the insert in your bulletin and turn to Once in Royal David City.
Thank you.
And turn in your blue book to number 201. And then please take your purple book and turn to number 32. We're going to work on singing this really quickly.
Thank you.
During this month of Advent, our visuals up here, children and adults have been adding their art to our mother, our Mary and Child. So the first Sunday of Advent, Mary was up here and it was just brown and black around her. And slowly every week we've been doing art and expressions that we have added to our Mary. So we're building this kind of stained glass visual for Advent. Thank you to those that have contributed. Will the ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Let's pray together. Lord, accept these gifts that we humbly offer. Use them and use us to reach into places where your mystery remains hidden, where your goodness is not yet known. Make us good stewards of your word, responsible heirs of your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
I invite Bryn to come forward to light the candle from Jana's candle and to light all the candles here, including the Christ candle in the middle. Please join me in the litany that you find printed in your bulletin. Here is the ember of love. In a love surpassing all loves. In the birth of a child who is God. Emmanuel. God with us, an ember whose flame will kindle the world. Please join me then in prayer that will have times for silence and conclude with the Lord's Prayer together. God of promise, you have given us the supreme sign of your love through the gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who was promised from ages past. Amidst all the busyness and activity of this season, grant that the still small voice of your Spirit would assure us that you are yet Emmanuel, God with us. With Joseph, we hear the promise of your presence whispered by an angel. Help us believe, Lord, as did Mary, that what you have promised, you are bringing to pass. That we may act and rely on you and your promises. As you in your word became flesh and dwelt among us, and as one of us, use us also to approach and to accompany all who fear or suffer or struggle with temptations, illness, and isolation this season. And when such struggling ones are us, assure us of your presence and your accompaniment with us, even through others who radiate your presence in love. For any whose needs and losses and griefs come to mind in this moment, including our own, we lift them up to you, Lord, that your Spirit may touch them and us with assurance, reconciliation, healing, and hope. This season, Lord, we celebrate the miracle at the source of all miracles, that you and your word became flesh and dwelt among us. May we, in our own flesh, then become all the more your word. For the miracles that still flow from your incarnation, we bless and thank you, such as the assurance of your saving power and presence, come what may in this world, and the ingathering of the nations to your king and to your city, to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And other such joys and blessings bring to mind, O Lord, in our prayers now of gratitude as we think on them as well. And Lord, grant that we in the world might hear and welcome all the more deeply the message brought to us by the children this morning, the message and the joyous praise of the angels. For even as the nations rage, your King and your kingdom are spreading throughout the earth, for the kingdom for which we pray whenever we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
All right, for our final song, can you first take the blue book and turn to number 215, What Child Is This? And then you can set that aside for a second, and you can take the purple book and turn to number 26. And once you get to number 26, you're going to see that there's some directions down at the very bottom. So how this is going to work is we're going to first sing the first verse of Helpless and Hungry, number 26 in the purple book. So we'll sing that verse through together, and then we'll switch over to the blue book, and we'll sing the first verse of What Child Is This, just the melody, and then we'll switch back to the purple book, we'll do verse 2 there, and then we'll switch back, do verse 2 in the blue book, and then for the third verse, Bethany is going to be with this half of the congregation, and they're going to start by singing the third verse of the purple book, and the rest of us are going to sing the third verse in the blue book, and then we'll switch. I promise it's not that confusing, but you'll figure it out. Please stand if you're able. Purple book.
Poverty.
Children, did you think you were done with the drama? Actually, we have one more thing to invite you to help us with, children. And that is to demonstrate the blessing that we are all to receive by blowing bubbles. So please come forward for a little jar of the bubbles and feel free to start practicing when you get them. And stay up front, please. Show everyone how it is done, okay? I'm not aware that we put an age limit on this, if we have any leftovers. Let's see some of those, okay? I'm seeing some. And when you hear this benediction, you'll know how you are demonstrating. Do you all have one? Have you figured out how it works yet? Who can show them? Does anybody need help? Okay, and as the rest of us watch the bubbles wafting around, think about their connection with this word of blessing to all of us on this celebration of Christ's birth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the glory of his grace is revealed. As freely we can receive his extravagant, celebrative love, go forth into the world sharing and expressing and spreading this same extravagant, celebrative love in word and deed, spreading about the world just like these bubbles. Amen. And go in peace. And you may keep those.